Ja. So we have machlekes, Rav Nachman, Rav Barava. The Mishnah says, Echad Baif. Nachman says, either the Veshet or the Kana. Barava says, not the Veshet and not the Kana. It says the Mishnah Echad. Echad Baif, it means Miuchin. That is the Veshet. Rashi explains that Yechi is telling the Veshet. Says the Gemara. Meisvei. Shachat is a Veshet, v'acharkach nishmetag ageres, sheira. Nishmetag ageres, v'acharkach shachat is a Veshet. Shmut is ageres before the shchit is a Veshet, psula. Shach is a bag shed, and him is a garish shmut, the many day, and come shach shed, and kaid him shchita and nishmita. Macha shchita and nishmita, Zayamai is a vamu, kosach mashchita, psula. So the Mishnah is very busy about the shchita of the Veshet. The Yilu shchita bagaris like Tani. It's mashma, there is no shchita of the gagaris, like of Adab Rahava. No, Mishnah the gagaris of either the shmute, therefore, we talk about the Veshet, and Enechnami. Really, Shechit of the Kana works as well. Says Rashi. Shachat is a Veshet Ba'if. V'ilu Shechit of Gagaris like Tani. V'ilu Shechit of Gagaris like Tani. What would it say? The name of Shachat Gagaris V'acharkach Nishmat HaVeshet would have been the opposite. We would have flipped it. That you Shechit of the Gagaris and then the Veshet was Nishmat. That would be what we discussed. We say it's Kshera. Alma Lemiskashra Bakanul Chodei. We see that the Kan alone is not enough. You need the Veshet. Rabbi Shurkin was Madaik in this Rashi. Let's see, we mentioned yesterday in the card. And from this Rashi, that's me see right what we discussed yesterday. That when she brought up the question, if according to Madhav Barab, you need the Veshet, what role does the Kana play? And more particular, the Shail is, if you caught the Kana and then you caught the Veshet, why don't we say that it's a Treifa? By cutting the Kana, you made it a Treifa. If the whole Shechita starts with the Veshet, then it's like cutting Mefrekes, like shechting with a knife, if they're doing malika with a knife, you cut the mafrekes, and then we say that it's a treifa. So, and the normal case of shechita, you're starting from the kana, and then you're going to the veshet, going around the brava. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to pull out the veshet and then do it. So we said, Elamai, the chrenim say, chrenim will say, the placey, where's our, the placey, they're asking. I mean, it's not the place. It's the base mayor. Base mayor asked, right? But all of them said, "Avada the kana is even if you're avada rav, the kana is part of shechita. Kana is part of shechita. Then we shecht it. It's part of the matter of the shechita. It's part of the shechita. So, mayor avada the shechita starts. The shechita is not. It's you're cutting a simon. It's not that shechita is only veshet." You need the Veshet. It's ma'ak of the Veshet. Mavada, shech in the kana is shechita. Yeah? It doesn't help to shech just the kana itself. And if you do just the Veshet itself, it helps by itself. But when you do the kana, mavada, the kana is part of the shechita. Mamela, you're cutting simanim. You're cutting simanim. That's shechita. Shechita is not cutting Veshet. Yeah, shechita is cutting simanim. But it's ma'ak of the Veshet, it's ma'ak of the shechita. But Avada, the Kana is cutting someone, and he's being shaykh, that's Shechita. So Avada, the Shechita starts then, so male, just like we say, that every time, every Shechita behemer, you stop cutting the Veshet, so you made it the Trefa, then we have Rashi Tess, it says no. Rashi Tess says that if it's part of the Shechita, then Avada, that's Shechita. That's Shechita, it's not shaykh, it said you made it the Trefa. The same thing, also, by the Fear Avada Marava, if you start the Kana, Avada, the Kana is part of Shechita, the male doesn't become a Trefa. That's Maduig in this Rashi. Rabbi Shurkin wanted the taina. Because Rashi says, Amalei miskasha b'kana l'chudei. Rashi says, you see, that the kana l'chudei is not enough. You also need the beshe. But it's clear in Rashi that the kana is also part of the shechita. It's not enough, the kana. The kana l'chudei alone doesn't work. But avada the kana is part of the shechita. Nothing against Rashi. That's what he says. But yeah.
If it works with you, then okay, good.
Wo es leinzach, how they say in Yiddish. Wo es leinzach. Top. What? What?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Can there.
So, okay. Now, yeah, so that's what we have over here. Oh, and the Gemara, the Gageras, the Vidal Shmute, Lachi Nokat Shchita Beveshet, Vashmata Begageras, because that's a normal thing that the Gageras would have a tendency to get displaced, and therefore, unlike the Veshet, I guess it's screwed on better, so therefore we talk about this. The same scenario could be played out the opposite. Okay, so Ron over here raised an issue. It's not so much the issue of the Ron, it's more the way the Ron deals with the issue, which is very significant. The Ron over here, Ron has a little bit of different gear, so says Ilu Shachas Es Agageres like Tani. We have the different gear, so we have. Beilu shchit begeres like tani. He shows begeres like tani. Nearly daf agav the tana acha la b'shir shchit aschina. So Meila is saying the tana over here is not describing, not telling me dina shchit over here. That's not what it's trying to tell me over here. What's trying to tell me is a chiddush in the gabe. What happens when there's a treifa on the other siman? We're not coming to tell me dinei shchit over here, right? So if the Ron's bothered, why should I think that Tana should say the other way? It's not b'chal the issue. Tana here is not coming to tell me dinei shchit that whether it's the veshet or the kana, that's not the issue here b'chal. So what's b'chal the deal? So says the Ron, Devadai hai Tana. Bava the shachas aveshet chak and nishma dagageres ksheir osla shmina. Dafa bishenoel betreifus she yotzen shmasa. Even though noel betreifus koyim yotzen shmasa, right? So even though ma'is yishecht, okay, yishecht the simin and batzem it's kosher shchita. Elamai, what happened? But still, it's still alive. Yeah, we said freches is chayil chodava, still alive. Yeah, so. And now became a treifa. So that's the shaila. Do we say that when you shech, when you shech it, right? And now it's still alive. And now it becomes a treifa. Is it shaykh to have a chalais treifa in such a matzah? Shalai klaim akim the kaim on the shach b'shnaim reb shnaim adayim freses. Harek chayil chol v'reha. Kol shenol b'simon a treifa is kam shiyo shikoy mitzias nishmas an shama. Asura d'chinaf yichyusa b'treifa is kanafka. Says the Ran. I would have thought that since it's still alive and now it's becoming treifa. So the way Ron said it would be a problem, why? Because the chiz is going out mekayach the treifa, so therefore it should be a problem even though he had a kasher shchita kamash malasa. Why? What's the kamash malon in the Ran? Not that, no. No. What's the kamash on the Ran? The ikker chiyusa b'shir shchita kanapit, because most of the chiyus went out b'shir shchita. So meila, the fact that it became a treifa now, and the chiyus, some of the chiyus went out mekarech the treifas, that doesn't bother us. Since the ikr chiyus went out The Iker Chiyus went out with Shechita. Okay? That's the Ran's Teretz. Okay? Now, the Misa, so what does that have to do with this Kasha? Why would the Bais have to tell me the opposite? If it's not coming telling me Hilchas Shechita, the Bais not coming telling me the Machlokes Rav Ada Barava and Rav Nachman, what's called Shechita? Teretz is, but since that's the whole Yisrael of the Bais, the whole Chiddush of the Bais is that even though the Chiyus went out, even though it's still alive, and the Chiyus is going out with the Treifus, still it's okay. If that's the whole Nakuda of the Gemara, then the Gemara should have said the other way. Not tell him Hilchas Shechita, but tell him Hilchas Treifus. The means the Gerasagi, also Shechita, Havli Atan Lashmin or Buzet Tvei. Da Filu Shoch as a Geras. Ava Pisha Enachi is Tali by Kol Kach. Harebi saw in Rashi that the Chi is going out with the Veshed is more than the Chi is going out with the Kana. So, in this world of the Braisa, which is telling me Chiddush, that even though the Chiyus went out with the Treifos, still it's okay, because the Roif Chiyus went out already, it's a bigger Chiddush in the Kana than in the Veshet. Because in the Veshet, Tasha, more Chiyus went out than in the Kana. So it would be a Chiddush tell me that even by the Kana, you shech the Roif the Kana, so, you know, Chiyus went out, but it's a bigger chiddush. And even if he just shechted the kana, and now it became a tray, so now betzem more chiz is going out with the treifas than if it was the opposite with the case of the mara, we shechted the veshet, and then the kana was nishmat, and the treifas was in the kana, because the shechit of the veshet was mighty more chiz than the shechit of the kana. So Meila, it's a bigger chiddush that shechted the kana and shmut is a veshet, because then there's less chi is going out of the shechita, more chi is going out of the treifas, and still it's okay. So that's why the Gemara should have said it. Elamai must be. The Gemara didn't tell us that fact. Gemara must be that there's no such thing as shechita's akana. That's why we couldn't say that case, because it just doesn't exist. Okay. Then the Gemara's teretz is a little bit more docha. They have to say that since it's less shechiach, such a case we didn't talk about it. But Echanami, in that case will be the same thing. Now, in the shech the kana, and then it became a tray. But still, so I'm happy to okay. Still, it's okay. But the point is, so what do we see in this run, right? So what's significant in this run is first of all, lagabe the etzmi side of shechita over here, because the run has its side over here, yeah. That since the even though you had a kosher shechita. Yeah, still it's shayach to have a chalois treifa, and the Ran explains because then the chiyus is going out since mefaches is kachai, means after the shechita it's still considered to be alive, and now the chiyus is going out with the treifas. Therefore, I would have a habamina that's a problem. Okay, that's a chiddush because you look at the other rishonim. Then in other Rishayim, we see two other Mahalchim to explain that would explain this. First,
according to Ron, could we have just said that it's the Echanami, right? He would say that even, yeah, the Kana, if you shechted the Kana alone, it would have been a good Shechita. But now that you're doing the other one, you're taking the Chiyus away with the Treifa?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, the way that Ron puts it is that there's a real chiddush if we said that the kana alone.
There's more of a chiddush in the kana.
Right.
The shech the kana, which less chiz goes out of the kana. That's a big chiddush. Even then, since you describe the saif, the rav chiz goes out. So therefore, even with just the kana, still the coming of treif afterwards will not ask.
Is it possible to say that that's not necessarily a kasha on saying the kana alone would be a good pizza? Because maybe the kana alone is a good shechita because you're taking away chiyus, but once you nishmatag agaris and you do a treifa, and the chiyus leaves from there, then maybe that's why it's possible. And the chanan, maybe the kana alone would be a good shechita. But now that you made the treifa, the chiyus left with that treifa, then that's why it lost chiyus.
Maybe an echanami.
Yeah, because there's more chiyus in the veshet, so when it's
maybe an echanami. Okay, but I hear. I guess the Ran's assuming lemaisa You know what I mean? We have to say that. We have to say that somewhere. That if you shechted the veshet, I'm sorry, you shechted the kana, and then you poke the hole in the veshet, that it's going to be trade. We have to speak that out. You're right. You know, you're taking the rounds kasha and throwing it back and making a terrorist out of it. But the round field, if that's true, it should have had to say it. It should have had to speak that out. It's not, you know, even in the world around, it's still not possible to say that. You know what I mean? L'maisa. Saying L'maisa is a huge chiddush, yeah? Okay. So it should have said it. That's why Ron is assuming that Avada Loch is kosher. Okay, I'm losing it. Okay. Now, there's two other ways to deal with this question of the Ron. What I mean is like this. We have a situation where you shechted, yeah? You shechted, and then it became a treifa. Okay? Why is there no problem? Okay? You shechted, roiv, whatever it is, behemoth, whatever it is, and then you poked the hole in the lung. Okay? In our Gemara, it's, you know, specific, where it was hushmat, the gageras, let's say you poked the hole in the lung. You poked the hole in the brain. Yeah? Is it shaykh? Why is it not shaykh treifas after shechita? Okay? So the Ran says, the reason is, because roiv rechis went out already, so maybe we don't care about the treifas. Now, and again, the whole Yisrael Ran was based on the hanocha that mefreches is kechai l'chol davar. Kechai l'chol davar. And therefore, it's still alive. So therefore, you might think that shaykh treifas is because it's still alive. Tais doesn't pay Dalid, brings down Ramen Shemaya. Not like that. And he says, mefarek ben Shemaya, the shocha b'shnayim, roiv shnayim, Hainu, Darmina, Bar Varaitiv. Yisrael B'Tmeya, B'Chom B'Tayr, B'Mishra B'Rein Tam, B'Ben Chanano. V'Hosam Davka M'Farcheses Hi K'Chaya. Da'idei Shechita, Ein Eteres B'Achila, V'Hava K'Chaya. Atche Thomas. But he said, when do we say M'Farcheses is K'Chay? Says the Ben Shemaya. That it's dafka when it's not a kosher shechita. Avohecha, avohecha, the shechita zu mishri b'achila, la b'nei ha'madu v'rochinenu. One of the dafka mean is, yeah, that the Gemara says, l'gabe, b'fraches is g'chai l'chol dover, because alocha, l'gabe, Pidyon Hekdesh. You have Suli Mekdashim. Hekdesh had a mum. You want to be paided. Yeah? You want to redeem it from Hekdesh. So there's a lot you need a hamad of haracha. You need the behemoth. Yeah, Eliezer. The behemoth has to be able to stand on its own 2 feet in order to assess the value of the behemoth. Okay? So the Gemara says, let's say you shechted. Yeah? You shechted right the simon. So the shayla is it's kechay l'chol davar that you could still shay hamad v'aracha. Says Ben Shmaya, yeah, that's about a shechita that's not matir, okay? A shechita, that's when a guy shechted, yeah. Either a Jew shechted a behemet tameya, or a guy shechted a behemet tahira. But if a Jew shechted a behemoth tahira, yeah, roiv shnayim, yeah. So now this behemoth is not bechlal; it's not bechlal mad varacha. The hainu, we don't say mifreches chayal chadavar. Fake news. Once it has a shechita on it, once it's shechted properly and the shechita is matir it, then it's not kechay. It's dead. It's not kechay. It's not kechay chadavar. But if it has a head to shechita, the Ran was assuming, we've had this before, we discussed it yesterday, but v'ches is chayel chol davar. If you shechted it, and it's jumping around, it's still alive until it actually dies. Okay? The head to shechita, but that's if it's alive. Yeah? One of the places where it's negayez is by Mother Baruch. That in order for a famous kachim, you want to be paid, it has to be able to be stand up. It has to be alive. Okay? So that we say, it's still alive. We shechted it, yeah? It's still mefarcheses, it's still alive. That's one afkamina. Says Ben Shmaya. That's talking about when the shechita was not a kosher shechita. That's what the Gemara is talking about. A goy shechted it. Or a Jew shechted the behemoth to man. Then we say it's kechayel chal devra. But if a Jew shechted the behemoth higher, a pashat a good shechita, and the behemoth is mutta to eat, yeah? If not for the problem with sechel al adam, the behemoth is mutta to eat, then it's not kechayel chal devra. Fake news. It's not kechayel chal devra. Okay? Why? Because it has shechita. In other words, the chayr is telling me that the yisrael of shechita is that it's killing it. The yisrael of shechita is that it's killing it. It's killing it in a good way. And maybe we'll go back to that Taras Chaim if you want. That what shechita is? You have to outdo the malcham avos. Yeah. So you have to shech the bekdusha and malcham avos shouldn't get to it. With the Taras Chaim, without Taras Chaim. Bottom line, the idea of shechita is they killing it. You're killing it in by of shechita. That's me saying shechita. You're killing it. So if once it's chal, yeah, once it's chal to have the shechita, once you shech the roiv shnayim, so now zel al pi halacha b'hem is dead. Memela, it's not kechayil chal davar anymore. Once you cut the simanim. It's not dead. It's jumping around. Okay? And if a guy would do the same thing, it would be considered Gechayil Chol Devarah. And Shai Chamad Varacha, and if someone is Reveya, the Behem will get killed. But, if a Jew Shechted the Behem at Torah, so, and then someone was Reveya the Behema, he's not Chayiv Misa. Okay? Why? Because the Behem is dead. There's no, the whole thing Gechayil Chol Devarah does not apply after Kasher Shechita. That's the Chidur Ben Shmaya. Yeah, so Meir Lefizet, the whole Ran doesn't start. The whole Chiddush of the Ran, the whole Handlerai of the Ran, yeah, Moshe, the whole Ran that's handling, that what? It's Gechayel Chol Berel. So Meir, there's a Chiddush in the Braisa that's not treif. The Chiddush in the Braisa, that even though you shechted Roiv Simon by night, and now it was Hushmat. Yeah? So it's the Chiddush of the Braisa is that's not Shaykh Treifus. Why says the Ran? Because Rav of the Chiz went out with Shechita, but it's still alive, and that's why Ran says the bigger Chiddush if you shechted the Gargaris and the Vesha was Hushma, right? That's all assuming that Be'etzen after Shechita it's still alive, and therefore there's a Havamina that after Shechita it's still alive. Therefore, there's a half minute shaykh treifus, because the chi is going out with the treifus, not with the shechita. Yeah? And that this round, the whole handle of the round, does it make a difference if you shechted the veshit first, or you shechted the gagaris first? That's the whole sugar of the round. But this is all assuming that after shechita, it's kechayel chol devarah. But, according to Shmaya, the whole round doesn't start. The whole handle of the Ran doesn't start because according to Rabbi Shmaya, the whole anach of the Ran, the after shechit, it's still kechai. That doesn't touch rule.
Or maybe that's what he learns from. That's what we learn from the Braisa. We learn that shechita is
takes up. Okay, could be. But then
why does it not fit with the Ran?
Because then it doesn't make a difference. Mishach the kana, mishach the vesha.
No, it shows us that the kana is not considered shechita.
Again. Ran said, Gemara's kasha is based on the fact that it's kechai. And the chiddush that's no treifus. So then, it's a bigger chiddush the other way. According to Rav Shmaya, it's not a bigger chiddush. If the Yisrael Brais is, I'll give you the Brais telling me that. Okay, I have no problem with that. The Yisrael Brais is that a behema that was for oif, that was shechted properly, it's not kechai anymore. So if that's true, there's no difference between shech nekani and shech nevesha. What? No, there's din l'sech al dam still. How is shech al dam? It's considered dead. Shech al dam. Now, the same idea we have in the Rajma.
Wait, so
According to Shemaya, what does it mean?
It's not talking about when the proper shechita. Fake news.
Only when it's not
fake news. Only when a guy shechted it or a Jew shechted a behemoth tameya. There's no Gemara. There's no Gemara anywhere that says if a Jew shechted two simanim, right two simanim, that it's kechai. Right. Tosis brought what? You wonder where he's coming from? Go learn the sugya and then pay dollar. Huh? Go learn the Gemara. I didn't want to get involved in the Gemara. You want to learn the Gemara? Learn the Gemara. You want to learn with me? You learn what I said. Come learn with you. I don't mind. I just don't want to spend another 10 minutes just trying to figure out the Gemara. And then we're gonna go. Then you know, Gavi's here today, so I can't go past 1:30. So Gavi likes that. power, yeah.
Everyone likes that.
See, now you're bigger Christ. You better make sure you come, yeah. Now, we saw the same thing in the Rishai. We saw the same thing in the Rashba, yeah, Rishai. In the Teres Abayis, someone have a copy of it? Which one was it? It was, what daf was it again? Chavtes?
Yes, that's
yeah. So the Raj over there seems to say a similar svara. Rajma says, "Hilu nishchata kol simanim, afa bishachotach b'nei ma'ayin, u'parshul gamri koyim shteitz inafsha ksheirin. Shin kameisa gemura shavi rachmana, atira ba'chila. Hilgoch bein nochri bein yisrael muteres." He's talking about the idea of that after Shechita, whether or not you'll have to eat the B'nai Mayim, or you'll eat intestines. So he says, but the Rajba, what interests me is Lashon the Rajba. Says the Rajba. Yes? Ilu nishcha kol simonim, Gavi. Api shechotach B'nai Mayim, u parshul gam, mekoyim shteis in afsho, ksher, why? The kemesa gemura, shavyei rachmona latira b'achila. Okay, what is the sight of Shechita, says the Rajba? Kemeis gemur shav rachmana, yeah? Latira b'achila. So the Rajba seems to be saying the same side. I don't know if necessarily the Rajba will have to agree with Rebbe Shmaya. L'gabe k'chai l'chol dover, l'gabe revev and nirva, l'gabe mod varocha. I don't know if this Rajba is meshubit to Rebbe Shmaya. At least l'gabe Shechita, yeah, it was Lagabe the din of Madvaroch, Lagabe din of Kechai, Bechol Mre, maybe it is. Akaponim L'inyan Achila, L'inyan Achila, yeah, Yisoid of Shechit is that it's dead. Yeah, Yisoid of Shechit is that it's dead. And therefore, L'chayr, it's Pashit, that there won't be a treifa. There won't be a treifa.
What does Mesa Gemura mean?
What?
Fully dead.
As opposed to not.
Mefarchesis
is not fully
dead. Yeah, it's Mefarchesis. It's really bad. It's not fully dead. Halachically, it's as if it's fully dead. The Mice, I just want to.
Even though it's Mefarchesis,
yes. Where I'm not sure. I'm saying I could be the Rav with an argument in Shmaya. All the halachas, maybe it's considered. It is considered alive. But Lagabe, the Het Rachil is considered. It's considered. Dead. I just want to tell to another Rajba. It's not as easy as this Rajba.
The Rajba just says about
Achila.
He doesn't speak about.
Yeah, he said he speaks that out. So, one second. The Kamesa Gemura Shav Rachmana Lahatira Ba'Achila.
Okay.
Specifically Shechita. You're
talking about Shechita. What about Nechira?
Okay, if the Rajma holds that the Nechir is like a Shechita, it'll be the same thing. Yeah. Now, just an idea, yeah. Idea, there's a Rajba in it's the middle of the whole sugya, so I'll just try to with Tamtzet. What? The case over there is like this. You have a zalocha by Ben Pakua. Yeah. We shecht the mother, and there's a Uber inside. But the loch is, what if the arm or the leg or any part of the animal is stuck out? That's the first mission in Ben Makasha. then the shechita of the mother is not matir that aver. Okay? That's a mishnah. Okay? Called by behema, but if it's stuck out, yeah, bus behem besad the trefila, went out of its mechitzes, there's no het ben pekua on that arm. The Rajab is handling, and the best in the Gemara is handling, what is Gemara handling? But the Gemara discusses the way the Rajab is learning, what happens if this, not, it's not a ben pekua, it's a bas pekua. And the question is, and it gives milk after, right? You have a bas pekua. The mother was shechted. When you shechted the mother, the arm of the bas pekua was stuck out of the womb. And you shechted the mother. And now, Betsy the cow is alive and kicking. So now, and she's giving milk. Are you allowed to drink the milk?
How is she giving milk?
Why not?
You're saying like years later?
Years later.
Oh, okay.
Wait, probably is it years later, could be 6 months later. I'm not a farmer, so we'll leave that for the experts, okay? She's giving milk. Are you allowed to eat the milk? Are you allowed to drink the milk? Or do we say, hooray, the arm or the leg of the cow is treif. You can't eat it.
Why is it treif? It's just not shechita.
It's going to have extra shechita.
Yeah, it's not true. Okay.
Any
cow is not
shechted when you actually have milk.
Yeah, exactly. What? Milk any cow, they're not shechted. Yeah. It's alive.
What's his kashin?
Okay, so you all been chavim to the Rajba. But it was a discussion in the Rajba. Because Gemara says, bust another trefa. Question, what is the gedda isser of that leg? Gemara says, bust another trefa. Gemara calls it a trefa.
So,
We're not learning the Makasha now. Says the Raj, okay, that that's Mesvar, everyone's been with Baruch Hashem, everyone's been chavim to the Raj over here. That what? That what's the problem with that leg? The leg did not have a shechita. Yeah? Says the Raj, what does that mean? That the leg doesn't have a shechita? That means the leg is alive. The rest of the behemoth that had a shechita, that was inside the womb, that had a shechita, it's considered dead. Okay? The leg that did not get a shechita, so what does that mean that didn't get a shechita? That means they're still alive. So Dr. Rajba, okay, so you're allowed to drink milk from a live cow. So what are you worried about? That one leg of this cow is still alive. Okay, Moshe is. So what? So it's still alive. So it's contributing to the milk. Yeah? Okay, so you have 99% a dead cow that's giving milk, and 1% a live cow. No, and if the whole cow was alive, as Shlomo says, you can drink the milk. Okay, so here you have 1% of the cow that's alive. So why can't you drink the milk? That's the Rajba says. So he learns that's one side of Gemara Shaila. The other side is that it's worse because it's not oimid to have a het shechita. It will never get a het shechita. Okay, that's not the get to us right now. Okay, what I want to take out from the Rajba is a big, huge side. We've seen this Rajba that shechita is killing. Okay, shechita is killing. It means. Like it's like a virtual killing, not a virtual. You're killing your taka, but it's even though the mefarches is kechai, but pealocha, it's as if it's dead. That's the side of shechita, and that's why I think the Rajba is shetasai. The Rajba said that if you shech the animal and then you pull out the bnei me'ayim, it's not a problem. It says the Rajba because mishum the kameisa gemura shabir achmanu latir ba'achila. So that the same yisoid we see in this Rajba over here. Linyan achil is kemesa. Ameila, that is the side of shechita. Ameila, the leg doesn't have that, so the leg is still alive. At the Rajba says,
yeah, we had a Reb Chaim that said that the yisod of a treifa is that it doesn't allow shechita. Right?
That's correct.
So if this leg doesn't allow shechita, so it's like a treifa, and you can't have milk from a treifa.
Even Reb Chaim said a treif is it doesn't allow for shechita, doesn't mean that anything that doesn't allow for shechita is a treif. Now, okay, that's what it's time. The Raj Ben Samachtes, I think, might be
Lishtasa. Where do you know this?
Where does he know this? cheat is killing? Nice, you are killing the animal by shechita, right?
Is that halacha mashu? We see now, like before there was shechita, if someone would chef, would it be considered a ruvai?
No, of course. What?
Before it was halachos shechita.
Right.
So if someone
did shechita and it's still mefachases,
yeah,
it'll be a ruvai. Benoich does, not before, after. A benoich has this a ruvai? What happens if benoich shechs? Right, benoich shech. There's no. Unless the issue of mechamidi, like a midi,
so
that.
So why is it considered dead? Like, maybe. Where do we know that it's considered dead?
Because that's what shechita is doing. Where's Rashi know? I don't know. That's that. I don't know. How does benoich shmai know? I don't know. That's
a question.
That's where there's no. Not look how much we say. That's what they understand shechita. Shechita is killing it, right? Running to Teres Chaim. Shechita is killing it, right? You don't need Teres Chaim. But Shechita is killing it, you want to avoid the Malach HaMalach, right? But Shechita is killing it, that's what Shechita is, right? You're killing it in this way. Teres says that you have to kill it this way.
What about Nechir?
But even Farchah says, Nechir is not Shechita, what do you want?
I
want.
You're
again, but there's the parish of Shechita, you have to do it in a certain way. The head of Shechita, they're understanding the head of Shechita by an oif, the man don't make shkolim tefer, it'll be the same thing, you keep going back to that.
Guy?
No! A guy doesn't have the Shechita. The Fi Tyson, if you learn Tyson Sali Aleph, Kipshuta, the guy has the Shechita, so maybe an Echalami.
So the rush
holds the rush. Okay. Let's understand what the Raj was saying here. Now, there's another Nakuda, Rabbi Yisai. There's another Nakuda over here in this round, which the Nois Yankim is very busy with. Two places. Moshe's favorite thing. So, Nois Yankim, what? In two places. It's in Simon Vav, Yud Ches. And they quote different place, Chafei Zayin. What?
Naos Yankov.
Yankov. Yankov. Yankov. Yankov. Yankov. Yankov. Yankov. Kitzer. Yankov. We got rid of the iron. So, Kitzer, very sad. No. Yeah. He has a question on the Ran, which really touches upon another issue, which we've also discussed number of times. And that is, affecting Nois Yankov, according to the Ran, he's telling me that the reason why there's no treifas afterwards, because the Baim is, because the Chiyas went out, Roiva the Chiyas, Ikra Chiyas, went out with Beshir Shechita, Ikra Chiyas went out already, Bashir Shechita, Mamela, even though some Chiz going out betray us, we don't care. Yeah? So what about a Ben Pakua? Shech the mother, and you're mad to the child, you're mad to the Uber. So now, this Uber is quite alive. Yeah? Quite alive. Not just, yeah? 100% alive. Yeah? So now, what happens if it becomes a trade? Yeah, Ben Pakua that gets a hole in his lung. Are you allowed to eat the Ben Pakua or not?
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
No.
The
Yang's kasha is that why should you be allowed to eat it? The assumption is you're allowed to eat it. I don't think it's a fair Gemara.
It's already dead. Already considered dead.
Who says it's already dead?
It's considered shechted.
Who says it's already dead?
It's
considered
shechted. Shechted means dead, no?
Shechted means dead?
No,
that's
according to
the
Ran.
According to the Ran.
Oh, okay. What does Ran say? What does Ran say?
It
takes out the Ikechias.
Takes out
the Ikechias? Yeah. Is that a virtual Chias or is that Metzias Chias? Metzias Chias.
Yeah.
Okay. The Ben Bakua. Is there Metzias Chias here? 100% Metzias Chias?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you say confident with confidence that the Rav and Iker Chias went out already on the Ben Pekor? Yes or no?
Probably not.
Okay, not probably not. No. And then what? As Hatter. What?
How's it work, that is?
What?
You're saying that it's dead, but it's not dead.
And it says dead. It's not dead. As Hatter. As Hatter. What's cost? But we can't say, but again, what the Ran says, so according to the Rajva, okay, the Kamesa Gemurah Shav Rachmana, okay, it's a virtual death, okay, so we can have that at Ben Pekor, it's also a virtual death. Kiyo is dead. According to the Rajva, I'm not asking the question. I'm asking the question according to the Ran. According to the Ran, and the Ran tells me, why is it that if you shechted the Behema or the Oiv, yeah, a proper shechit, the Rav with two simon and Rav with one simon. And then he poked a hole in his brain. Yeah, he poked a hole in the lung. Why is it not treif? Says the Ran, what is the Braisa telling me? The Iker, why? The Iker chiyusa, b'shir shechita kanapik. Most of the Iker chiyus went out already with the shechita. And Mela, now I's becoming treif, and now the chiyus going out with the treif. We don't care. Why? Because the Iker chiyus went out with shechita. Right now, the behemoth is alive and kicking, it's running around. It's, what do you want? So what? So what? The chiyus didn't go. What? It was alive the whole time. No chiyus went out. Okay. But it's not true. It's not dead. The behemoth was never dead. The chiyus didn't go out. The behemoth is totally 100% alive. It's not just. It's not. It's just not. Not mefreches kachai. Mefreches is on its way out. This behema could live at many
veteran. Why can't you ask this kasha
on the run? No, it didn't. It's not true. It's not true. It didn't. The chiz didn't go out. Why is the chiz go out? Behema's still alive. Why did the chiz go out? Would make the chiz go out? What? No. According to the Rajba, it's not true. According to the Rajba, since it's a heter shechita on the Ben Pekor, the pshat is that api halacha, the Ben Pekor is already dead. He's jumping around, yeah? But it's dead. And therefore, since api halacha is dead, yeah? Therefore, there's no trefus on a dead animal. There's no trefus on a dead animal.
So the same thing,
api
halacha doesn't have
chiyus. What does that mean? What does that mean? Of chiyus. Iker, the iker chiyusa b'shir shechita kanapik. The chiyus went out.
It's mother.
What? Say it, but the Ben Pekor itself, the chiyus didn't go out.
It
does. In the Ran, it does matter.
Why is
it in the Ran, everything is physical? Yes. The Ran says, why is shechita matir? Why is there no treifus by shechita? The Ran says, because the ikar chiyus went out, even though the chiyus went out, some of the chiyus went out with treifus, we don't care, because the ikar chiyus went out with the shechita. Okay. LMI what?
Yeah,
LMI what? How are you putting your point? But Ben Pekor is totally alive. None of its chiz is gone. None of its chiz is gone with the shechita. Yeah.
I mentioned, I think, last week that there was a machlokes about what the heter is for Ben Pekor. Whether it needs shechita at all or.
Okay.
Maybe we can say that it never needs shechita to begin.
All right. Yon Chavrusa, look at that. You trained him well.
But why?
What's that? What?
Why is that? Because it's dead. No?
Let's. So Maisa, Avisha is reminding us, we have Chakira, what is that gather the Hetter Ben Pekor? Is the pshat that the shechit, it's kilo uber shechit, the shechit of the mother is like a shechit of the uber. Yeah? So maybe it's kilo the uber shechit, that's the Hetter Ben Pekor? And we brought rise to that from the sugya of shechting a behema that either the uber or the behema, one of them is kurdish, another one's chol, and the guy bechul mazaro or shchut echutz. So we saw the Rav Shimon arrived and he sees it's a zippy shachting Uber. Won't go back chazor on that raya. At least not now. Remember Chakira in Ben Pekua? The Chakira in Ben Pekua. What's that in Ben Pekua?
What is the Hatter of Ben Pekua?
Do we say that Kilo?
It's like a Shechter?
Kilo Shechter, or you don't need Shechita? Kol Ba'Behem. Okay? Now, it's interesting that for some reason, I don't know why, but Neis Yankiv, when he discusses this, he doesn't mean that the Raya, the Raya is a Shtasim. Because the Chayro, I think we mentioned then, maybe not, that the Ran, there's a Ran in the beginning of Makasha, the Chumun. The Ran says, what's halacha? Is there head to Ben Paku on the blood? On the blood of the Uber.
Oh.
Schmack, huh? Yeah, you're allowed to drink the blood of the Uber. Yeah? You're allowed to eat the animal, huh?
It's still blood. Yeah, the blood is still blood. Well, yeah.
What?
The blood is still blood. Even if you shaft a regular animal, it's mutter. Okay, fine. Can't have a blood still. How would it make a difference?
Blood of the mother. It depends.
Well, what are you saying? I can hear. What are you saying?
Say it again. Say it louder.
Whether or not you or not.
Depends what the head of Ben Pekua is. You're telling me I, regular animal, can't drink the blood. That's true, because regular animal blood is aser. But, you know, a regular animal, you can't eat Ev Machaya either, right? Can you pull a leg off an animal and eat it? No. Bad. Yeah? Now, Ben Pekua, can you pull off a leg and eat it?
Yeah, it's already matted.
1 second. Can you pull the leg and eat it?
I'm saying eat.
Ask them a question.
Yes.
I can't do it in a regular behemo.
But yeah, we're comparing.
You don't have a different
because it's already matured.
What do you mean it's already matured?
The bimbaku is already matured.
What do you mean it's already matured?
It's already matured to eat it.
So it depends what the heter is.
But why? Either if, way.
If the heter is kiut shechtiv, then you're right. There's no comparison to Ndam and Eiv Menachai. Eiv Menachai is mutter because Behem is already shechtiv. But if the aside of the heter of Kol Ba Behema says that anything that's in the behem when you shecht it is mutter, doesn't need shechita. Chat is that whatever is called by behema teichelu, whatever is in the behema, you're allowed to eat. Called by behema teichelu. Okay? Not because the chalai is shechita on the Uber, rather, Torah says that whatever is in the behema that you shecht it is mutter. There's a kasa. Called by behema teichelu. Yeah? Called by behema teichelu. So Meila says the Ran. So why is blood different? So why can't you drink the blood? And for the Ran, because the pasuk says Kol Ba'Behema Toichelu, and you don't eat blood, you drink blood. That's the Ran's answer. But that's really not the negate to me right now. The Ran's answer. What's the negate to me now is the yisoid of the Ran. The fact that Ran had a habamina that the blood of Ben Pekua is mutter. If the head of Ben Pekua is that the shechita of the mother blinds the shechita on the Uber, there's no half me the blood she mutter. Like everyone's screaming, we can't drink blood of regular lamb either. Why should we drink blood of Ben Pekua? El my zetman from the Ran, that what? That the heter cleared the Arayish Einol of Tshuva, Rabbi Isaac, this Ran. I don't know what the Ran's going to do with Gemara and Tmura. The Arayish Einol of Tshuva, that we see clearly in the Ran, that what does he say of the head of Ben Pekua? Called by Behema. Called by Behema. Whatever's in the Behema is mutter. Finished. Yes, Kassim. But, says Ran, called by Techelu. You don't eat blood. Even though the Pasuk says don't eat blood, say, you don't eat blood, you drink blood.
The Nose Yaakov says it?
What? No, the Ran says this.
No,
the Rai of the Ran?
He says that the Ran.
I'm saying that. I mean, I'm not the first one that says it. I don't think there's any people here saying it. The others definitely say it. And I don't really know who else said it.
Could you use the dam to cook something in the dam?
No, the blood's usher.
But you're not drinking it.
What?
If the problem is also drinking.
So there was no heter chal in the blood.
What about the gira nasha?
Okay, I said we're not learning Hilcha's blood of ben pekuyah right now. We want to learn. We're learning out what is the side that had the ben pekuyah.
That is a question.
Yeah. What about
one second.
See, Ralph, good question. I mean, but you do eat the gira. People eat it. We're not allowed to, but it is.
What's the question?
A gira nasha.
Of what? A ben pekuyah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's mutter. Fizel chayish should be mutter. Vidran should be mutter.
Flaming yawns for days. We should make
ben pekuah.
Yeah. Not a bad business.
Even a better shayla is if the challah of a ben pekuah is bas v'challah mutter, or the challah of ben pekuah. You can have bas v'challah. What? No. There's a big shayla. It's a totally different issue. Nothing to do with our chira today. So we're definitely, maybe it sounds like otherwise, but we're not learning the sugya ben pekuah now. In case you might have thought otherwise. Okay. What did I just say? Of course, yeah.
I didn't say anything.
Don't have time on me. I'm sorry. It's your emotion, not me. Now. Oh, based on this, and granted, the Yankiv does bring down a different. He does bring down Iran. And the Iran says, "And what if you have a ben pekuah that's a treifa? You shechted it, and you see he's got a gaping hole in the lung. You shechted the mother; the baby's born with a gaping hole in its brain. Yeah, are you allowed to eat it?
The mother or the baby?"
The baby. What? The round holds? So therefore, what if it's even if it's a tray, if it's about this mother? What? Okay? 100%? Oh, that the round taka says. And this Nisyankiv does bring down that even if it's a tray for Avadi, Avadi's mother. If it was a treifa, what? Shechted and you found the treifa. Oh, called mashu b'mei imoy niter b'shchitas imoy ben chay ben meis. Oh, it's if Bame is dead, right? In the Bame is dead. It's also mut. The Bame Chutuch. Bame Nesem Shem Treifas. Kol Zman Shub Mei Imai. Shafil Meis. Nit Beshchita. Beshchita. Okay?
So he holds that as...
The Ran says, the Ran, in the beginning of the Perek, before Perek, speaks out, that if you shechted it, and if it was dead, the animal's dead, yeah? The Uber was dead, stillborn. You shechted the mother, it's matter Uber. Yeah? Or if it's a treifa. Yeah? It's matter. Called Behema. Yeah? Oh. So here's the next stage is not so pashit. But based on all this, Zalkin Yankiv, what happens if you shechted the mother? The baby was born, and then it became a treifa. Right? Which is our original question on the round. So here, Grada, it doesn't seem to be so pasha to me. That, based on everything we said now, that should explain why it's mutter. What the Nesi Yankiv is trying to do over here is, again, let's backtrack. 20 minutes ago. Yeah? We had a question on the round. The round says, the reason why there's no treifas after shechita is because it was ikur chiyus was yatza b'shechita. So even though some chiyus going out b'treifas, it's not a problem. Yeah. So we asked, what about ben pekuah that becomes treif? That was the nice Yankiv's question.
If ben pekuah just dies on its own, would you be able to eat it?
Of course.
Okay. So same thing.
One second. Okay. So now. Zokhnez Yankiv, based on everything we just said, that the Ran holds that you saw it of the head of Ben Bakua is Kol Bameima. It's not the pshat that it's like you're shechting it. It's a head of Kol Bameima. So Meili says, just like if when you shechted it, and you open up a stump and you find this little shepsula, yeah? So you're allowed to eat it, even though it's a trefa. So what then, if it got the trefa afterwards? It's no worse if it got the trefa before or got the trefa afterwards. Because there's a heter. The heter chal on this behemah, no matter what, it can't become us. The heter is chal on this behemah. The heter of the shechita was chal by behemah. The heter was chal on this behemah. Just like if it was a trefa now, the heter will be chal. So the fact that it becomes a trefa afterwards doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, if you'd say that Hatabai and Kurazari Shita, that the Pali.
What?
You'd say that Hatabai and Kurazari, that the Mother Shita is covered in the Shita's
mouth. No, you're not. Because the Shita doesn't help on a trefa. Shita's not about the trefa.
You don't know when it became a trefa.
Again, I don't think it's a Gemara that if the Ben Pukul was a trefa, it's Mother. The Ran says it. And they say, Yankov says, what's the hezbin around? Because it's not a hezbin alma. Okay? You know, for some reason, it doesn't bring down the blood, you know, the round with the blood. But anyway, he brings down this round, even a trefa. The man says, just like if it was a trefa, b'shas l'shchita, it's mutter, so too, it became a trefa afterwards. Yeah? To me, it's not so poshut, because maybe it was only, it became mutter, yeah, whatever it was, b'shaitai became mutter, even though batsim should be aser, taris mater. But if it became a treva afterwards,
it was already mutter.
Okay. But what you said before could be good. Hare, if it dies, so you don't say it became aser. So what did my treva? Okay, that's what nice Yankov wants to say. Fine. So that would answer the kasha that the fil iran, the side of the heter, why is not shaykh trefus after shchit is because ikachias went out. Still, we can answer ben bakor. There's one more nakuda, small nakuda. That L'chayra, they bring that. Kitzur from school and says that Hare, we've mentioned the Reb Chaim many times that the side of the heter, the side of the isra of treifa is doesn't allow for shechita, right? L'chayra, in this round, you see not like that. Because if the side of the isra of shechita doesn't allow for shechita, yeah. The side of Isav Trefa doesn't allow for Shechita, that's the side of Isav Trefa, then the whole Shmuz of the Ran doesn't start. What?
It's just
Pesach. No. Not Ben Bekor. Chul and Chalches is the Ran that says, if you shechted an animal, then it became a Trefa. Yeah, the Ran wants to know, Bryce wants to know, why is it Mokka? Right? Says the Ran, the Ikechias went out already. So we don't care that the Chias is going out for Trefas. If you tell me that the whole Issa Tref is, it doesn't allow for Shechita, yeah, but he already had a Shechita. He already had a Shechita. So you can't tell me the Tref doesn't allow for Shechita. It had a Shechita. Elamai L'chai, you see in the Ran, they know the Tref is this by itself. Sure. Sure.
Ready. He didn't die for the Shechita Torah. In the Havamina of how he understood the Bryce, so you needed the all the Bryce to go out, and then the Shechita
Torah. No.
Isn't that how he explained it?
No. The child is whether this Chambers could be how.
How could there not be?
Because if the trefus is not more than the trefus could be chal,